Welcome to Watching Bloomington with your host, Barry Lesso. Each week, B97 and Hoosier Country bring you stories about nonprofit agencies helping people in our area. Stay informed, stay involved, and stay tuned.
Welcome to Watching Bloomington. Each week we have a chance to talk with a community leader who helps make this a better place to live. And I'm pleased to have with us this morning our friend Daniel Halsey, who bears the official title of Make Vention Exhibit Wrangler. So good morning, Daniel.
Thanks, Denise. Good morning.
Yeah. So how's this year's event shaping up? What's it looking like?
It's looking really good. We've got almost as many exhibitors as we've ever had. I think we have 24 exhibitors, but that's, our exhibits tend to be quite large. They range in size. So we've got some that are one table, some that are eight tables, and some that are no tables, some that are putting on fights outside with the SEA. We've got Code and Key putting up not an escape room this time, but an interactive game. We've got Castle Makers coming over from Greencastle, showing off their putt-putt, like portable putt-putt holes, and just so many different exhibits. So we're really looking forward to it. We've got a very large yarn and fiber contingent this year.
Interesting. Oh, so the event itself, it's going to be Saturday, August 28th, right?
Yes. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And events will be going on all day. We've got a couple all day workshops that are just kind of drop in, work on a project, and go see the rest of the event. So Cottie Burner's data visualization group from IU will be bringing part of the Amatria sculpture to work on in the form of Amatria hair fascinators.
My goodness.
They've done this before, and it's been incredibly popular, but they're expanding it from a single session to an all-day thing. And I think we'll have an MCPL hosted zine workshop. So for anyone who either has or hasn't worked on print zine before, this is a good chance to learn about those.
Is that targeted more toward teens? Because of course the Monroe County Public Library has that space for teens to work on that, or is it open more broadly?
It's open to anyone. I think teens are a good range, or sorry, a good age target. It's really meant for everyone.
Now, this is at the convention center, and if I remember from past years, it's all over the convention center, isn't it?
Yes. So we'll be both upstairs and downstairs, and spaced as much as possible. So yes, we're trying to make sure that we're not a completely STEM-based event, but we are trying to make sure that the event is as safe as possible. Masks are required, and we're trying to make sure that the layout is helpful to not having people bunch up and minimize air contact as much as possible. So.
Great. No, that makes perfect sense. Now, you'd mentioned all those workshops. Are those things people need to pre-register for? Is that you just show up at the door and you can
sign up? No, these are show up and you can participate.
Great. Now, this event is brought by a collaboration from a number of groups in the community.
Yeah. So Blooming Labs kind of founded the event and has been the ongoing core group, but we've had several collaborators, including both SCA and MCPL in the past. And we've got some really good community sponsors, including Cook, Ivy Tech, IU's Pervasive Technology Institute, Society for Women Engineers, Upland STEM, and Bloomington Parkour.
Nice.
So We're really thankful to have those, but but it also shows the breadth of contact that Make Vention has with Bloomington and all of the activities that we do here. So
yeah, that's great. No, I agree with you. I think it speaks to the strength of the maker movement in general in our community. And there are a lot of very creative people doing some interesting things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. So is there a charge to people to come to Make Vention?
There is no charge. Make Vention is a free event. There are charges for workshops or materials for workshops on occasion. So if you want to take one of the Amatria Fascinators home, there is a charge for that. If you want to buy a set of lockpicks for the lockpicking workshop, then there's a charge. But other than that, just to be there and participate, it's all free. And
that's wonderful.
That's all thanks to the sponsors and thanks to just people who come and donate individually.
And of course, and that's good you mentioned that. I mean, this, of course, is a whole free nonprofit event. And if folks are coming or want to, I know that Make Vention takes donations and this has been an annual event. So is the website the best place for people to get info in general, or what do you recommend?
Yes. The website is probably the best. It's makevention.org. But we do also have a Facebook page for the event. And it's probably where people who haven't heard about Make Vention will hear about it first.
Great.
But really the most information is available on the website.
Now, what are you looking forward to the most this year?
I am. That's a hard question.
It's a tough question.
There's,
I know.
There's always so much. But we have someone who is performing and I'm going to get this wrong. Using a sear wheel, a CYR, and apparently it's an acrobatic wheel that you.
Is it kind of like a human hamster ball?
I think so. I think so. But see, and part of my interest is that I have no idea exactly what it is. So I'm looking forward to seeing it in person and looking forward to seeing Zach perform.
Yeah, exactly how that works.
Yeah.
Now, I know this takes a lot of time and energy on a part of a lot of people to put this together, and including volunteers. So are you still looking for volunteers to help out with the event?
We are almost always looking for volunteers to help. So we do have a number of volunteers, and we have a volunteer sign up on the website. But we're looking for people to help with both just working, bringing water to exhibitors, or helping give exhibitors a break if they need a break.
Exactly.
And just hosting the registration and entry table and making sure that people are having a good time.
Absolutely. No. And so go to the website at makevention.org if you're interested in signing up to do that. Great. And this is an event that's family friendly. And I've seen people there when I've gone, all ages, from
it is
very
absolutely
young to
all ages.
Experientially enhanced, right?
Yes, absolutely. And so we do have a lot of elements that are oriented more towards kids and teens. But there are a lot of things that are also oriented towards their parents or grandparents or just people like me and people like you. And so we try to represent as broad a range as possible, both in ages and personal experience.
Well, that's what I think too, is you said that, I think you capture that nicely, that the whole concept of making encompasses such a broad thing. I mean, everything from people who are interested in very technical engineering and scientific pursuits and endeavors to people who are doing art with recycled materials. It's just, it's almost anything that you feel that you want to put together or be creative. And the ideas that people have just always, I think, are fascinating.
Absolutely. And it was hard last year not to see those. So I think this one is going to be even more vibrant. And kind of show off the creativity of constraint. So sometimes with limitations come either changes or just bursts of creativity. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's an interesting thing that you mentioned, and of course, not being able to do it last year, you know, a lot of people found themselves learning new hobbies mm-hmm. or taking up new pursuits during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be interesting to see what people came up with.
And I had been one of the, so even though I'm a member of Blooming Labs and, you know, kind of all-around maker, I didn't have a 3D printer. It wasn't really my thing. Mm-hmm. When the face shield and mask helper thing came around, I did decide to get into 3D printing. So I know that there are people who bought their first sewing machine, people mm-hmm. who bought their first 3D printer, and just, yeah, like you were saying, all sorts of new hobbies coming out of mm-hmm. COVID. So mm-hmm. we're looking forward to seeing those and looking forward to helping people find other people who are interested in similar things. So. Mm-hmm.
And that what you just mentioned is perhaps one of the best parts, is that idea about being able to bounce ideas off people, collaborate mm-hmm. on projects. And you've mentioned that you're on the board of Blooming Labs. Could you talk a little bit more about what Blooming Labs is and
sure.
what they do?
So Blooming Labs is Bloomington's local makerspace, hackerspace. Mm-hmm. We are Indiana's first hackerspace. Mm-hmm. And a community space for people to work together, share tools, share space to work in, and yeah, most importantly, bounce ideas off of each other. We wouldn't be anything without the people. The tools are great, but really just interacting with people who, you know, might have a different perspective on how to make something or how to fix something. So Blooming Labs is also big into right to repair and mm-hmm. self sufficiency in mm-hmm. maintaining your tools. So we're glad to see some of the new right to repair movement mm-hmm. stuff and have been running some workshops to make sure that people know that that they have the ability to maintain their own stuff, to build new things for themselves, make cool electronic projects, mm-hmm. but also, yeah, just fix up their tools and keep them in good working order.
So. Mm-hmm. If people are interested in learning more about Blooming Labs, Facebook, website, what do you suggest for that?
Website's a little complicated, but it's at bloominglabs.org. It's a wiki, which means that everybody can change anything on it, which leads to a little complication, but all of the information is there. And most importantly, at the very top, there's information on how to get to Blooming Labs and information about public nights. And we did start public nights back up in July. Mm-hmm. And we're continuing to host Wednesday at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And masks are required. Mm-hmm. But that's free to everyone. Come hang out, see if you want to become a member. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to become a member to just come and, mm-hmm. and use the space.
Mm-hmm. And so what happens during public nights? People can kind of drop in or visit or interact, or what would somebody
Absolutely.
Do?
Yeah. Actually, anything that you would want to do at Blooming Labs, mm-hmm. from some woodworking projects that you would don't have the equipment for at home, mm-hmm. Sewing projects, electronics, but also, yeah, just time to hang out with nerds, makers, geeks, hackers.
Sounds like a good time. So those are Wednesdays at 7. And where is Blooming Labs located?
We are at 1840 South Walnut, which is, let's see, close to Swishyard Park, mm-hmm. Across the street from Wagon Wheel, and uh-huh. down the hill behind Big Red.
Great. Perfect. Wonderful. Well, Daniel, thank you so much for taking time this morning to be with us. We really appreciate it and looking forward to a great Makevention Saturday, August 28th, 10 to 4, Monroe County Convention Center. Totally free. Come and volunteer.
Thank you, Denise.
Yes, thanks. This has been another edition of Watching Bloomington, and we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Watching Bloomington with Barry Lesso, brought to you by Carl Lamb, attorney at law. For 37 years, Carl Lamb has been a premier attorney in South Central Indiana, helping his clients through extremely difficult times, drawing on his experience, reputation, and responsiveness. For a free initial consultation, call Carl Lamb today at 812-332-1420. Want more? Listen to full episodes on our website at whcc105.com and wbwb.com.